Hey, EJ, as you stepped back early this offseason and looked back on the 10 starts you made as a rookie, what were the first things that jumped off to you as things you really needed to zero in on?
Well, the biggest thing was getting a true grasp of the playbook, knowing it in and out pretty much as well as Coach Hackett knows it, our OC. So definitely getting on the same page with him. Along with that was obviously getting myself healthy and, you know, being able to get back to, you know, 100% as far as whether I was running and throwing the ball. And overall, just decision-making, you know, understanding that, you know, you don't always have to, you know, necessarily force a ball in there, being that, you know, we have a progression-type offense. You know, a check down isn't bad.
What all did you do to get a greater grasp of the offense?
Well, when I had opportunities, man, you know, I made sure to come back into town and work as much as possible. You know, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot easier to watch the film when you're actually here in the facility. So I didn't, you know, take a true vacation as far as during the off season. Like I said, I focused on getting myself healthy, but at the same time, you know, I was still making some trips to come up to Buffalo and get into the film room. And like I said, looking at all the throws and passes I had last year and, you know, understanding why I had success and why I didn't, you know, in certain passes. And just understanding all of our concepts and also, you know, working on my receivers throughout the whole time too.
EJ, how are you guys evaluating and preparing for the Bears defense, considering they got so many new faces and haven't really played much together this preseason?
Right. We're evaluating them from, you know, the film that they had last year and as well as what they've done during the preseason. You know, they have great players. Lance Briggs is obviously one of the best linebackers in the league, and, you know, we know he's going to come out there and have, you know, high energy and great leadership, you know, in that position for their defense. You know, they have great corners. And Tillman and, you know, the other guys. So, you know, we definitely have to be prepared, you know, to either, you know, throw the ball and run the ball. You know, I think we have to be hitting on all cylinders. And these past 2 days of practice, you know, I've been happy with them. So I'm just looking forward to going out there. It's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, I know it's going to be loud in Chicago, and, you know, their fans are going to be amped up. You know, but I'm excited to see how we come out as a team and play offensively.
What about their defensive front, though, with guys like Jared Allen, who hasn't played much this preseason, and Lamar Houston, and Jeremiah Ratliff, who's healthy?
Yeah, well, you know, they're great players. I mean, those guys, you know, they're veteran players. They're very smart. They're very savvy. You know, so I know they're going to be, you know, coming and bringing it on the edge, and I think it's going to be a great challenge for our tackles. And, you know, I think, like I said, we just have to be able to ride up to the occasion.
Well, EJ, you brought in Jordan Palmer and now Kyle Orton. Is there something about Bear backup quarterbacks that helps you, or what has Kyle Orton brought for you?
Oh, well, Kyle's done a great deal for me. He's been here for, I think, 3 or 4 days now, and just in the film room. You know, when I'm watching film, usually by myself, you know, Kyle will come in and sit in with me, and, you know, he'll point out some things I may not have been looking for, and, you know, just kind of the order of how you, you know, formulate, you know, your film study throughout the week. He's been a huge help with that. You know, just even backing up on certain things that I may see, like, hey, you're right there, or hey, take a look at this player, hey, let's look at this club, things like that, you know what I mean? I watched a lot of film, obviously, last year with Coach, but I have Kyle, who's played in the league. It's different when you have, you know, some advice coming from a guy who's been there and done that for a long time in the NFL, so he's been a great deal of help, you know, to me, and I'm glad he's with us.
How has it been, by the way, how have you felt about not being elected one of the co-captains, and how have the coaches handled that with you?
Sorry, say that one more time, sir.
Not being elected one of the co-captains, how has that felt,
right,
and how have teammates or coaches helped you with that?
Yeah, well, I think one thing for me, man, I didn't take it personally, anything like that. And I'm still the leader of this offense and one of the leaders on the team. But I think it's just a matter of me earning that. You know, got to play a full season, got to help this team win. And, you know, hopefully next year I expect to be a captain. But like I said, I didn't take it personally. I don't think it was anything, you know, personal. You know, I think it's just a matter of, you know, all the guys who were picked were veteran guys. And like I said, I only played 9 or 10 games last year. I didn't start and finish the whole season. So I just got to be able to do that. You got to earn your stripes in the NFL.
EJ, when you look at the expectations for Watkins, obviously they're high because of what they traded for him. What have you seen from him, and can he possibly live up to the hype?
Yeah, Sammy's been great. You know, Sammy is a guy who doesn't, you know, get involved with the hype. I think Sammy has enough confidence in himself that he knows what kind of player he is and what kind of player he can be. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're working after practice or working before practice, making sure we're on the same page. I'm a huge Sammy fan even before we got him here. You know, when I was playing against him in the ACC, I knew he was one of the players we had to stop when we went against Clemson. So I'm extremely excited to have, you know, such an explosive receiver in our arsenal now.
When you first started working with Sammy, what jumped off the page to you?
well, wherever you put the ball, he's going to catch it. You know, 9 times out of 10, you put it, you know, a little high, or, you know, you let him go up and for a jump ball and things like that. He's so aggressive and he's fast. And it's weird. He has like a – he has the build, but he also has the speed and the quickness, you know. So when you have a receiver like that, you know, I mean, that definitely gives you a lot of confidence, you know, whenever you're throwing the ball. You just want to give him an opportunity to make a catch, and then he's great. You know, once he actually catches the ball, he's even better once he has the ball in his hands to run.
Where were you on draft night when they made that move to go up and get him?
I was at a dinner in Florida, and CJ called me on the phone and, like, hey, man, I think we might be making a move to get our boy. I want to say in January we had been talking about, you know, who we liked in this draft and, you know, who we thought was really good in college. And both of us, obviously CJ was rooting for Sammy. He's a Clemson guy. And me also being a fellow ACC guy, I was, you know, definitely excited about him. So, you know, when I saw them make the move to get, you know, the fourth pick, and I saw Sammy Watkins scroll across the screen, and I was extremely excited. And, you know, I was, you know, excited to really get back to OTAs and, you know, the minicamp stuff so we can start getting to work.
EJ, when you see your team go out and get a guy like Kyle Orton the week before the season and, mm-hmm. and give him the money that he got, is it hard not to look over your shoulder a little bit?
I don't even know how much he got paid, to be honest. So I know for me it's just focusing on this game. And, you know, like I said, Kyle's been here to be a huge help to me. Obviously, he's still learning the offense and things like that, but he's been a huge help to me in preparation for Chicago.
EJ, why was your running game so effective last year?
Well, I owe it to the O-line. The O-line did a great job. The backs did a great job as well. So I think that was something that, you know, obviously carried us offensively, especially with shuffling different quarterbacks in there, myself, Fad, and then Jeff, you know, with the injuries and things like that. So, offensive line did a great job opening up those running gaps for CJ and Fred. And, you know, we want to continue that this year, but also, you know, pick it up on the passing side too.
What do you like most about playing with Spiller?
He's an electric player. And CJ is great, very good with communication as far as when we get to protection. You know, I'm trying to point something out. You know, he's right there hand in hand listening in and communicating right back to me, letting me know that he understands what he needs to do as far as picking up these blitzes. And like I said, once you give him the ball, you know, whether it's a pass or a toss or a handoff, you never know. He might pop it and take it, you know, the whole way. So having an explosive back like that is huge for our offense.
EJ, I know he wasn't with you long, but how much did you guys pump Jordan Palmer for information about the Bears, whether it's Jay Cutler or what the Bears defense looks like?
Not a lot. You know, when Jordan was here, we were still, you know, in preseason, and obviously I was kind of taking my focus more to Chicago, and he was really gearing up for Detroit, you know, trying to make our team. So it wasn't a whole lot of back and forth about Chicago. So it wasn't like he came in here and gave us all their, you know, information. So not a whole lot of it.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys.